Kingdom greetings this morning, and let us go before the Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning, truly humble, truly thankful, and grateful. I want to thank you for your goodness and for your loving kindness. We thank you for this Master's call, an opportunity for us to come together to praise you and worship you. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to shower your manifold blessings upon them. We thank you for the entire TMC team. We ask that you minister to them uniquely. Lord, you know what their needs are. You know what's on their hearts. We thank you, Father God, for the speaker, that you have downloaded a powerful message that will speak to our hearts today as they come forth. We ask that you would allow this call to go forth with clarity, Father God, that there will be no drop calls. We serve notice to the enemy that he has no place here on the Master's call. We bind any evil working spirits or demonic forces that will try and hinder this call in any way. We lose, Father God, a clear call, that the vocal cords of the speaker are anointed and ready to speak. Father God, we also ask for those that are grieving and in bereavement, Lord God, those that have had precious loved ones to make their transition, oh God, but for those that are still in the earth that are missing their presence, we ask, Father God, that you would touch them in a very special way, oh God. We pray and ask, Father God, that you continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family, our artist family all around the world, Lord God, those that are building their businesses, Lord, that we ask that you give them strategic, some strategies and partnerships, and give them the will to go out and artist the world. So, Father God, we just ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. And want to thank you once again, Minister Kai, for covering me. At this time, I will turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Minister Ada, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you, my dear sister.
God bless you, too, and thank you for opening up the call in prayer. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings as you begin your day. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know that God is the God of order, we know that we know that we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. That's rain, snow, sleet, holiday, doesn't matter. We will be here Monday through Friday. All of the messages are archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website. The website address is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join a team, or if you feel as if God has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. V or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic and super fantastic leaders throughout Artists International. They keep us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. The Kings of Artists are at it again and will be hosting another empowerment conference. And that conference is in Houston, Texas at the George Bush International Airport Hilton Hotel, March 27th through the 29th. We know that the Kings always bring forth good fruit, so you don't want to miss it. Check your back office or go to artistempowermentconference.com for more information. We are on day two of the Lent season, and just to give you a little history, Lent is the 40 days before Easter Sunday. But if you're like me, you go to a calendar and you look and you realize there's more than 40 days. Well, Lent is 40 days because the Sundays between Ash Wednesday, which was yesterday, and Easter Sunday are not counted. So it's the 40 days excluding Sundays. And that's just a little bit of information for you. Our speaker of the day is none other than our very own Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was at the age of 12. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Minister Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. Being Spirit-filled Baptist Church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministries. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is the proud mother of five, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and the grandmother of three grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with the stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. Back to her roots, Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of 37 years. I present to some and introduce to others my sister, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that gracious, gracious introduction. And I thank you, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting the people along with Minister Kai and praying us through with that powerful prayer. I want to thank God for the opportunity to come before you, my TMC family, and I say I give God glory. For the tag says, think on these things Thursday. I love it because it definitely goes along with what I'm going to speak to you this morning. I want to also say thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for allowing me to speak on this platform to the people of God. And I want to speak on what's love got to do with it. It's the love month. February is considered as the love month, so I'm going to speak on what's love got to do with it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you are so gracious to give us another opportunity to come before you and glorify you. We thank you, Father, for your love, your peace, your joy. And Lord, let our hearts, our minds receive what you have for us this day, that we may go forth as your witnesses, as your believers, as your true servants, to serve the world and to honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, everybody wants to be cherished or loved,
But human devotion isn't always dependable. You know, even the most stable relationships change over time. So we can be thankful that God's love is quite different. You know, we're going to take a look at a few principles that describe his amazing affection for people. Because when we have God's love, it's totally different. It conquers. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love." We, the people on this earth, didn't know what true love was until we experienced the love of God. Why? It's because of a few principles that I want to share with you. The first one is God's love is universal. He has compassion for both believers and non-believers, Jews and Gentiles. He loves us all. And while we're on this earth, Jesus perfectly illustrated the Father's nature and character. Even while he was on the earth, he showed what the Father's nature and his character with his great love was all about. This universal love is not the kind of love that only loves those who love us, but love those that don't love us back, and even those who really mistreat us. This is the love that should manifest through us. It's okay. It's okay. It's not making us weak. It's because we know who we are and whose we are. His love excels that small stuff. You know what I'm talking about? In 1 Corinthians 13:5, it reminds us that this love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It does not take into account a wrong suffered. Luke 6:32 also tells us, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? That's a thought to think on, because God's love is universal. The second point, principle I want to bring to you is God's love is unconditional. Unlike earthly affection, God's love doesn't fluctuate. It's sincere. It's a stable love. He loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross just for us, that we might have everlasting life. People spat on him. Yet his love overlooked that. And he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." Now, many of us may not be there yet. You know, I don't know about that spitting business, and I'm with you on that because I'm transparent. I don't like to see people spitting on anybody. But we know that we have an intercessor who sits at the right hand of the Father saying, please don't allow that to happen to him or her, because he or she is not there yet. Praise God for our intercessor, Jesus Christ. His unconditional love protects us when we don't realize it. He loves us in spite of our disobedience, our weaknesses, our sin, and our selfishness. Have you done anything that was so foolish you didn't want anybody else to know about it? Yeah, that situation. And then you said, I'm not telling anybody about this. Well, believe it or not, some testimonies, not all, some testimonies God wants us to share with others so we can attest to his unconditional love for us. He will direct us where he will see the breakthrough. He will allow the breakthrough to take place when somebody else knows, well, if she went through that, if he went through that, surely God will forgive me for this. Remember, 1 Corinthians 13:7 had told us, his love bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. His love is unconditional. The third principle I want to bring forth is God's love is personal. Jesus summed up the Ten Commandments in two. What he told us, he said, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then he turned around and said, then I want you to love your neighbor as yourself. This is an in spite of, not a because of type of love. This love is patient. It's kind. It's not jealous. Oops. I may have touched the soft spot there. You know, the enemy loves for our minds to go in the jealous direction because it's an entrapment, okay? In this day and time, we really don't have the time for the foolishness, you know, to be entrapped with jealousy. God has wonderfully made each one of us, and he's given us gifts that no man can take. We're many members in one body, one voice. Remember that? Our personal and intimate relationship with God will always enhance our relationship with one another. Our love shows when we rejoice with one another. The love shows when we pray with one another with an expectation and rejoicing through it all with that person, coming together in unity. Galatians 5:1 tells us, stand therefore in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free, and don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Love conquered that, and it made his love so personal that when our thoughts become to the point where, I'd rather intercede for others than to pray for my own needs. Have you been there? You'd rather intercede and pray for others than to pray for your own needs. Do you know that's a love that's unconditional? That's a love that's true? That's a love that's universal? And then God will lay on your hearts to pray for people that you don't know. And when this takes place, he starts manifesting miracles, signs, and wonders in your own life. I believe that's God's personal way to say, I got you. Don't worry about what you're going through. I got you. Because your thoughts, your love is for others. And it's not just for yourself. Let's go to another principle. God's love is contagious. When we walk in close fellowship with Christ, God's love flows through us, and then it flows around us, to people around us. The Holy Spirit fills us so that we can extend unconditional love to others. In 1 Peter 4:8, he says, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers, and it covers a multitude of sins. Far from excusing a person's sin or pretending it doesn't exist, covering another's wrongdoing with love means that we show mercy. We speak the truth, and we pray with them, assuring them that God sincerely loves them and he can deliver them from wherever they're going through, because he's faithful like that. We need not forget that we've all been there one time or another. We've been deep in our sins, and yet we're still growing in his love. Instead of the world seeing us badgering one another in the body of Christ, we must stay at the feet of Jesus and ask God to help us come to the realization that love does not brag, it's not arrogant. This love has to become contagious, even among our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our coworkers. This is the generation that will seek him. This should be a declaration in our hearts and our minds. That's the love we want to have. Jesus, what we're seeing on this earth now, today and now, we're wondering, okay, Lord, am I doing my part? Am I showing your love? Am I allowing your love to flow to others? Okay, the last principle. God's love is motivating. In Romans 8:35, he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness, danger, a sword. We may periodically face tough times, true enough. Something or someone may have disappointed or discouraged us, or someone may have offended or betrayed us. Yes, it is painful. It hurts. And even though it hurts, we don't have to hold on to the painful matters. We can allow God to saturate us in his love. And that way we can love those people. And then we can sincerely say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Bless them. Remember that scripture says, bless those that persecute you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. That's a form of God's love, because that's the only way through the Holy Spirit that we can do this, is through the love of Christ. And when we go through these matters, you know, sometimes we may have a promotion that you thought was coming to you, and it didn't come through. There may be a situation where you may be fighting an intense temptation or actually falling into sin. God's love is still there to pick you up. Yeah, life seems like, oh, it's not fun anymore. I'm going through this. You know, he went on to say in Romans 8, he says, No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth. Oh, that's a shouting moment, okay? That's a shouting moment, because anything, none of these things in all of God's creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That, my brothers and sisters, is extremely motivating, because we know that Jesus paid it all. Get up. Brush yourself off and move forward. It's a new day in God's love. Hallelujah. In closing, the question was asked, what's love got to do with it? It has everything to do with it. It has everything to do with life. It has everything to do with our relationships. It has everything to do with our worship, and it has everything to do with our destiny. It's because of love we have the peace that passes all understanding. It's because of his love that we have the joy of the Lord. It's because of his love that we are heirs and then joint heirs with Christ Jesus our Savior. It was love that conquered all, especially sin and death. And I have to go here. I have to go here. When in 1 Corinthians 15, when he said in 55, and he says, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. His love even took away the sting of death. Praise God. The sting of death, that's a powerful love. And we definitely want that love to flow through our hearts, our minds, our spirit, every part of our being. It's only because God's love absolutely conquered everything. I mean everything, just for us. So why not walk in his love? Why not allow things to just come against us and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper? Because I'm walking in God's love. We can go through any situation knowing that we are covered. He say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadows of the Almighty. That's God's love. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. That's God's love. I'm going to close with this. John 13:34 tells us, this is a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. TMC family, let love abide. Glory to God. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Amen, amen, amen. We are just excited, and thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that awesome word, What's Love Got to Do with It? We will be calling you back. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let's go before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you are doing and all that you have done. And we ask that you continue to keep your hands on Minister Brenda as she just poured out your word for us, as she just blessed us in giving us what love has to do with it. We just ask that you keep your hands on her family, on her children, on her grandchildren, and continue to increase the 37 years that she has with her husband, Freddie. As she celebrates her birthday next week, Lord, just be with her. Be her hedge of protection. Keep her safe and from all hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you for the two amazing women of God who have just said yes. Their yes has allowed us to be here today, and we praise you for Artists International, which is the thread that brought us all here together. So, Lord, as you keep your children who are suffering the bereavement and who have lost loved ones, continue to just love on them. Let them feel your presence in a real way. Wrap your arms around them. Show them your love. Show them your perfect peace, because we know that your peace is perfect. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we ask that you continue to just minister your joy to them, because no matter what we go through, if we have the joy of the Lord, we can get through it. So, Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to be with those who are sick, who are suffering from disease. We know that sickness, disease, cancer, leukemia, all of those things are names that must bow down to the name of Jesus. So, Lord, you know all of those prayer requests, spoken and unspoken. Touch the hearts and minds of your people. Continue just to minister your love to them. Continue to keep us, mind, body, and spirit, so that we may walk out what you have for us. We want to do what you say do and only what you say do, Lord. So continue to love us, guide us, and minister to our hearts. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I know that you'll want to hear this call again today. You can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call is the MMC call. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. The Artist Empowerment Conference, hosted by the Kings of Artists, will be March 27th through the 29th at the George Bush International Airport Hyatt Hotel, which is a correction. It's the Hyatt Hotel. And you can get more information by visiting theartistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. And here's where I tell you to go out and have a great day in the Lord and call back Minister Brenda for our benediction.
Lord, may we allow your love to flow through our hearts and our minds, where we'll carry on from generation to generation, in Jesus' name. And I say to you, my TMC family, may the love of Jesus flow through your hearts and your minds this day and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day.